A national survey on child vaccination suggests the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic did not stall routine immunizations across the country, while BC experienced an uptick in coverage against many diseases. The Biennial Childhood National Immunization Coverage Survey for 2021 indicates immunizations for children under age 2 remained stable, although in-school vaccination programs for adolescents experienced delays and interruptions that differed across provinces, compared to 2019. Most surveyed parents, 88.8%, said the pandemic had no influence or that they were more inclined, 7.7%, to get their child vaccinated, according to the Statistics Canada release on Monday. Infectious disease modelling expert Caroline Collane says the findings indicate the strength of Canada's public health system despite considerable strain, and that the pandemic hardened people's confidence in vaccinations, during a moment in time a disease was spreading globally when there was no such defence. The pandemic made people aware of the importance of vaccines, and it highlights the success of delivery programs in Canada, said Collane. The survey took information to March 2021 and is not conclusive data, but rather an estimate based on 5,185 respondents. The BC Centre for Disease Control, BCCDC, meanwhile, has not updated its childhood immunization rates in over 27 months. In December, Drive. Monica Nas, the medical director of the BCCDC Communicable Diseases and Immunization Service, told Glacier Media 70% of children 7 years of age are up to date with all of their routine immunizations, including polio, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, and meningococcal C conjugate. For BC, the StatCan survey indicates an increase in 2-year-old immunizations against diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, hepatitis B, varicella, meningococcal C, pneumococcal, and rotavirus. Across BC, just 80% of 7-year-olds were up to date on the measles vaccine in 2019, according to the center. The rate in BC has declined each year since it was 91% in 2013. Polio shots remained stable in all provinces, except Alberta, where there was a reported decline. In BC, 10.6% of parents surveyed said the pandemic made them more inclined to have their children vaccinated, compared to the national average of 7.7%, and only 2% were less inclined, compared to 3.5% nationally. There were differences among certain race-based demographics, the survey showed. Overall, Chinese and Filipino people had a higher immunization rate than non-racialized people, while Black people had lower rates for most of the recommended vaccines, stated the survey. And whereas just 4.4% of non-racialized people were more inclined to get vaccines by March 2021, it was so for 19.9% of Chinese people and 21.7% of Filipinos. Another notable measure was measles coverage decreasing 6% overall for 7-year-old children, indicating that vaccine doses due at school entry may have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The survey does not cover uptake past March 2021, when mass vaccination programs for COVID-19 took place. Collane says it's possible to speculate what impact the COVID-19 immunization program, skepticism, and the vaccine evasive Omicron COVID-19 variant may have on future immunizations, but the proof will only come with the 2022 data. Nas, however, said childhood immunizations from 2022 were on the same trajectory. G. Wood at Glacier Media. CA.